It's been a productive session of the Oregon legislature this year, and it is not finished yet. There's probably another month of work left before the legislature adjourns. Odd-numbered year sessions like this one are always the big ones because they produce the budget for the next couple of years. This year's session is also dealing with issues like medical marijuana and the coming legalization of recreational marijuana. Our next guest co-sponsored a bill on medical marijuana that passed the Senate this week. Here's our chance to catch up on that. And the session's other business with Senator Jeff Cruz, Republican of Roseburg, that is District 1, which is pretty much the entire southwestern corner of the state of Oregon. Senator Cruz, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So you are one of the two Senate sponsors of SB 964, making changes to medical marijuana, which has received a bit of attention, to put it mildly. What is it you want to do with this bill?
Well, the main thing, the main objectives we had going in were, number one, to protect the integrity of the medical program, and which we think we have done. But the other thing, and it's an issue that we have talked to the federal government about, is being able to track all of the marijuana that is theoretically in the program. And, I mean, for example, there's about 71,000 cardholders currently in the state. If you assume 2 pounds per cardholder, that's around 142,000 pounds. And we believe that the amount of marijuana produced in the medical program is 5 to 10 times that. And at this point, we have no idea where that marijuana is going. We can assume it's going into the black market.
All right. So what do you think the chance? It's amazing to see a bill, any bill, pass the Senate 29-1. And so that did okay there. You think the chances are pretty good in the House as well?
Well, you know, what was interesting is because the Measure 91 committee was a joint committee, the reason we split the committee was because some of the House members of that committee had issues with the bill. And theoretically, what they said their issue was the local option in the bill, which would allow a city or county to make their own determinations, not only on time, place, and manner of a medical dispensary, but also give them the option of saying no if indeed that's what they wanted. And so they say that was the issue that split the committee. We are now looking at a way of maybe moving the local option off the table, so we'll see. Personally, I think there's a lot of people that would just as soon see kind of status quo where we have hundreds of thousands of pounds of marijuana going into the black market, because some people, one would have to assume, are making a great deal of money off of this.
But it's an assumption, you're saying? I mean, you said we don't know where it's going. You're assuming that it's in the black market? You don't know for sure?
Well, that's because we have no tracking in the system. There's no accountability for you know, a patient is allowed to have somebody grow 6 plants for them. And let's assume they're going to get, let's say, 5 pounds of marijuana, which would satisfy their medical need. On an outdoor grow, a good healthy plant can produce 8 pounds of marijuana. So 8 times 6 is 48. So the question is, where's the rest of the marijuana going? And we have no idea at this point in time, and because we know it's not going into the medical program, it's a pretty logical assumption to assume it's being sold someplace else.
Senator Cruz, there was quite an admission from you in the walk up to the Senate passage of Senate Bill 964, which was that you are a recovering addict yourself with years of marijuana use behind you. What would you say is your greatest concern as Oregon deals with both medical marijuana as it currently exists and can be changed, and the advent of recreational pot coming on July 1st?
For me, one of the big issues is, and it's the same issue we have with alcohol, is how we keep this out of the hands of kids, and we know we will not be successful with that, because obviously underage people are drinking all the time, and I'm sure they will be smoking, and you know, some of the other issues is we have no way of having a firm determination of impairment as far as for driving. I mean, alcohol is easy. You do a blood alcohol or breathalyzer. There is no standard for impairment with marijuana. And I know that Washington and Colorado are looking at that issue as well. You know, the objectives I had going into this whole issue, especially on the recreational side, was number one, I wanted to protect the integrity of the medical program, and plus I wanted to take the black market away, or the cartels. I wanted to eliminate their market in the state of Oregon, which is why I'm pushing for the taxes on the recreational side. What I'm pushing for is to keep the tax rate low. And I don't want the state to get that money. The state will collect it, but I want all that money to go to counties and cities for enhanced enforcement, alcohol and drug treatment, and mental health treatment, which is something that we're woefully underfunding anyway. And I'm also attempting to try to keep as few state agencies as possible involved in any of this, because every time you task a state agency to do something, it takes money. So our hope at the end of the day is that we can make it to the point where the drug cartels, which are still going to be in the state because marijuana is a great place to grow pot, but what we're hoping to do is have some bright lines around what is a legal grow and what is not a legal grow. And so law enforcement will have a better way of detecting where they should be able to go to bust the bad guys.
Senator Jeff Cruz of Roseburg is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about issues before the legislature, primarily marijuana up to this point. Join us on the exchange with your questions or comments, 800-838-3760 around the region, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let me switch gears from marijuana to mascots now, because for one thing, you're being from Roseburg, where you've got the Roseburg Indians as the high school team. You've got this issue of the State Board of Education making a decision on such mascots. And in your mind, where does that run relation to state law that's already been established?
Well, what's interesting is two sessions ago, the Legislative Assembly passed a bill to change the decision that was made by the state board. Governor Kitzhaber vetoed that, so we came back last session with another bill, and the bill was very specific. It created a work group to look at the issue. And I was part of that work group, and where the work group came down was, it wasn't so much the names per se, it was some of the symbols being used by some of the schools, like in Molalla and places like that. So what we put in was that a school district had to work with whatever tribe, their local tribe is, and come up with an agreement on these issues that everybody, that the tribe could support and the school district could support. And if they did that, then everything would be okay. And the bill also said that the State Board of Education was required to adopt the rules that the work group came up with. What happened this week was the state board basically said, we don't care what the legislature said or what the law is, we're going to do this. So, which is what they did, is that they upheld their own administrative rule. And I've had some conversations in the governor's office with some folks, and I think at the end of the day, we are probably going to make an attempt to require the state board to adopt the rules that by law they're supposed to adopt.
So they'll continue to be the Roseburg Indians, for example,
down
the road.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Roseburg's a great example because, you know, we used to have a chief's head with a headdress and all of that. And over the course of time, in working with the Cow Creek Band of the Umpqua Tribe of Indians, which is our locally, federally recognized tribe, we have got to a place, you know, where our symbol is now just a feather, and everybody's happy with it. And, you know, one of my big concerns in all of this is if you know, because a lot of people, their schools are a source of pride. And by the way, mascots are a source of pride, not something necessarily negative, as some people would say. But one of my fears is, you know, you start forcing these communities to change something that is important to them. What we are potentially doing is taking the relationships between local governments and tribes backwards, and I certainly would hate to see that happen. In the state of Oregon, we probably have the best government-to-government relationships with our tribes of any state in the nation, and I don't want to see us going backwards on that.
Senator Cruz, we've had a couple of segments on the program recently about herbicide spraying, specifically the herbicide, the pesticide spraying in, it is herbicide, sorry, in the Gold Beach area in October of 2013. That's in your district, and I wonder what you make of A, the overall issue of herbicide spraying, and B, the response of state agencies to that particular spraying.
Well, the response of the, and really that's what we are looking at. There was a pretty comprehensive work group on the subject, and I thought they had a pretty good bill coming out, and for some reason the speaker killed that bill, and then now there's another work group going. What we're attempting to do at this point in time is get the relevant state agencies up to speed to make sure notice is going out, to make sure buffers are protected, and you know, both from buildings and from waters of the state, and so all we're trying to do is create a process that's more accessible to the public, the notice is better, and I hate to use the word, but a more transparent process. That word is a buzzword that means a whole lot of nothing to a lot of people, but I'm hoping that product of that work group will still move forward. Because basically it's a matter of notice and buffers, and we think we can get there.
Senator Jeff Cruz of Roseburg is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. I want to move on to transportation funding and ask Senator Cruz, how badly does the state need this legislature to come up with something for construction and maintenance?
I think it's critically important. I was a member. There was a work group created on transportation at the very beginning of the session. I was a member of that. But the proviso in the whole thing was that if they did the low carbon fuel standards bill, that everything else was off the table. Because we weren't going to double tax gas, and which is what would be required in that, and then they went ahead and passed low carbon, which, by the way, at the DEQ's estimate of what it would cost at the pump would for drivers in the state could be as high as $1 billion a year.
19 cents per gallon was the limit,
yeah,
at the top, though, and
right.
4 cents per gallon at the low end.
That was the lowest, but then you got to understand these estimates are based on certain assumptions, and actually there are some industry folks that said it could go much higher than that. But the main problem with the low carbon fuel standards is that would be gas tax money going to things that have nothing directly related to roads and bridges, which would be the first time we had done that. That standard is now being challenged in court, so we don't know how that's going to turn out. But the fact is that what we were working on was a transportation package that would have included, I think, probably a 6 cent gas tax increase over 6 years, and it would have been designated specifically to maintain the quality of the infrastructure we have now, because we know very well that if you let a road degrade past a certain point, it costs a whole lot more money to bring it back up to standards. And so basically what happened was leadership and the governor met for a couple of weeks on a daily basis, couldn't come to anything, and so they have now reinstituted the transportation work group, and we met a couple times this week, and we're still we're trying to find a solution. And
for the Republicans, is it still glued together where if the clean fuels bill remains in place as is, you're not going to vote for a transportation package?
No, yeah, that's where we're at. And what we are suggesting at this point in time is if your objective is carbon reduction, there are other ways to get there other than through this gas tax. And so what we're doing now is trying to get some baseline numbers. The carbon reduction in goal and the low carbon standards bill was aspirational. Okay, it wasn't really based on anything specific, and so we're trying to get to some real numbers and some other things. Like for example, in Eastern Oregon, if they put in a 6,000-acre solar farm, should that count towards carbon reduction? So we're trying to change the focus from just cars to carbon in general, and find out if there are some other ways we can get to the carbon reduction objective other than through a gas tax.
All right. Should be an action-packed last month as the way moves forward. So the budget's not finished, clearly. I mean, you haven't gotten to that point yet.
No. In fact, we have seen... I've been in Salem for a long time now, and I have seen less action out of Waste Means up to the 1st of June this session as we've ever seen. So most of the big budgets, we have no idea what's going to come out of them yet.
All right. Much more action to come in Salem. Senator Jeff Cruz, Republican of Roseburg, District 1, will be at the heart of it. Senator Cruz, thanks for joining us today in The Exchange.
My pleasure.